heading to lunch. Thought I'd do a quick audio boo because I realized there was some fairly big news yesterday that I didn't comment on. Namely, particularly big news if you're a space geek, as I am, science geek. We discovered a very, very impressive little planet. Looks like it now, if memory serves, I think it's in the Gliese 153 system. 153, I think. Oh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me again. Oh, the weather's beautiful, but I think there's something in the air floating around that's sort of making me sneeze a lot the last couple of days. Anyway, we discovered a habitable planet, a planet that occupies what they call the Goldilocks zone, which, you know, you can sort of guess what that means, is it's in that area that's just right for the possibility of sustaining conditions that could support life. In this case, the star is a red dwarf, red dwarf? Is it a red dwarf? Yeah, I think so. A red dwarf star. So, unless I'm just way off base, and please let me know if I am, that should mean that it's cooler than ours. Also, of somewhat less mass than ours, and so it's in all probability, this planet, I've just skimmed it, and I got sort of the basic points, so I'll need to read further in depth tonight, but what that should mean is that the planet is probably closer to its star than we are to ours. And also, the star is of a higher mass, so it's bigger than Earth. But it's still, the right size and the right composition. Obvious, I mean, apparently a rocky planet. And the temperature range should be right in the category of Earth. If you're a real Star Trek geek, should be essentially the possibility of an M-class planet. That's a Minshara-class planet. That's, you got to be a hardcore geek if you get that. But the thing is it's such a... in Star Trek, you call a habitable, possibly habitable planet Minshara class. I think it's Vulcan or M class. And it's used so commonly that I hear it used by geeks all the time, sort of real-world applications. You talk about finding an M class planet. So yeah, really exciting news. I think the temperature range was supposed to be somewhere between 24 below to 10 or so above zero Fahrenheit. Plenty warm. I mean, that sounds freezing to us, obviously, but if you think about it, there's plenty of places on Earth that that hit that temperature, and as we have learned, you can find life everywhere on this planet, in the weirdest, most extreme places. I mean, hell, we found bacteria growing on highly irradiated, substances that they learn to metabolize, even amid high radiation. So very, very exciting. Don't really know much more about it myself, apart from all that, but. The potential, what it really means, the reason I think everybody's so excited, certainly the reason I'm kind of excited about it, is because what this tells us is that here this little star has a planet, and this planet is not, I believe it's 20 light years away, if I'm not mistaken. So just 20 light years away, which is not very far at all, that's in our neighborhood, that's very close by. We find a planet that fits the criteria that we've been sort of hoping to find, saying that it could support life. It's possible if you poked a telescope at that star and you had super high resolution and of course this is science fiction, obviously, but in other words, if you could take a good look at it, there's a chance you might see some green or, well, maybe some purple. It's possible it could have purple synthesizing, photosynthesizing agent. But anyway, really, really impressive stuff. I was pretty thrilled when I heard that. What does that mean? It doesn't really mean much to us. I had somebody ask me today when I was kind of excitedly geeking out about it. I had somebody ask, well, oh, so will we go there? you kind of hate to break it to them. It's like, well, not anytime soon. I think, at our best speed, it would still take us 50,000 years or roughly so to get there. I don't even know. I'm not sure what our best speed we could manage. What could we manage? 150,000 miles an hour? Maybe 200,000 miles an hour? I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up. But that's my little science geek news for the day. Send me an email, isoban, isoban@gmail.com, and talk to you later.